Hi, K-Watchers, it's Leanne.
Hi, everyone, it's Juliette. Welcome to the K-Watch Party.
Today, we have Singles Inferno episodes 11 and 12. Four couples have found love in a hopeless place. The others just got a belly full of canned chicken. Singles Inferno season 4, you were somehow both great and terrible. Let's finish up. Good morning, Juliette. How are you?
Well, tis the end.
Of Singles Inferno?
Of Singles Inferno. I'm sad and relieved. It was a painful crawl to the end.
It was a lot of manufactured drama, especially when the final picks got chosen. You're like, okay, what was this all for? But I still loved it. I thought the end was very satisfying. And I still was, well, we can talk about this later, but I was like still not sure by the end about Xian. I didn't know who she was going to pick. Yeah. So we can talk about that later.
Well, you are still surrounded by cookie boxes.
If anybody wants Girl Scout cookies, they are piled high in my house. So, you know, just DM me. I will ship them to you.
Is it true that the manufacturer has changed?
Yes. The NorCal bakery.
Oh, is it something with the NorCal bakery?
Yeah. So if you're in LA, you can get all your original OG Samoas.
Because I've read somewhere that people are saying they don't taste the same.
People are crazy. People are need better things to do with their time.
Okay, so I see a new flavor called Toast Yay.
Oh my God, obsessed.
Is it?
Obsessed. It's like a churro.
Okay, I can't see the description very well. French toast-inspired cookies dipped in delicious icing.
Yes. I will send you with a box home, and you will thank me.
Yes.
And you will come back for more, and I'm going to make you pay for it. It's really tasty. And it's only, you can't get this in SoCal. You can get this in NorCal. I think we use the Midwest baker. So we are new to Toast Yays, but I'm a big fan. So I've been pushing them. Yeah, you will see me on the street corner this afternoon, literally. Anyway, how are you? How was your week?
Week was fine. It was fine. I don't even know. It's all a blur.
I know. We went to LA and I was super excited because I wanted to take the girls to Universal Studios.
An amusement park.
Yes, in LA. And nobody was that interested.
Really?
Because I don't think they've watched Harry Potter, but they're not like obsessives. And they haven't, you know, I was like, you get to see Jaws. They're like, who? I was like, how about King Kong? They're like, what?
Yeah. So these are very outdated references.
But also, it costs $290 per person now to go to Universal Studios.
I can't believe that. Because Universal Studios back in our day was the cheap amusement park.
It was that and Six Flags, you know, or equal.
Now everything. Going to Disneyland is so outrageous. We were going to go to Disneyland for spring break. And the cost was just as much as like flying to Hawaii. So we were like, you know,
are you flying to Hawaii?
We are going to Hawaii.
Okay.
Like,
that's way better.
Yes. Right. I'm much more excited about Hawaii than going to Disneyland for 3 days straight. We have not been since the last time we went with you, which was nearly 6 years ago.
What?
Pre-pandemic.
Pre-baby. We had one baby. Yeah.
He was little. He was maybe 10 months old, I think.
Yeah. I meant pre-your little baby now.
Yeah. She's never been. She's never been outside of the state.
Poor what? Girl.
She really has barely left the city. And, you know, she just, all of her friends are very well traveled. She's mm-hmm. like, oh, so this person went to India. This person went to China. This person went to Hawaii. When am I going to San Francisco?
When can I cross that bridge, mama? Yes.
Like, until you can sleep. But then, of course, she slept in way past school time this morning, which is why I was running late because I couldn't get her up. And so
weird. As you know, we are a sleep-in kind of family. I'm going to be watching my nephew, who is almost 3 and just notoriously not been a great sleeper. And we stayed at my parents' house with my nephew last weekend and my brother. And he was waking up at like 5:30 in the morning. And my brother keeps looking at me and being like, you ready? You ready? I was like, you know what? Anything can change between now and April. But I was like, oh my gosh.
Anything can change, meaning I'm not going to watch him.
I'm going to go on vacation. I was like, oh man, that non-sleep baby life is
not cute.
No. So I don't blame you for not going to Hawaii, because in Hawaii, you're going to be up 3 hours
exactly
earlier.
Exactly, 3 hours early, and having, that'll be like 4 a.m.
We have so many pictures of our first daughter in Hawaii at like McDonald's at 5 a.m. just because it's the only thing that's open.
Right.
You're just sitting there eating your Spam, being like, why did we do this?
Yes, I know. I know.
Hopefully your trip will be better.
Partially waiting for the day when everyone just walks on their own, sleeps fine, you know, eats on their own. But then at the same time, I can feel the time slipping so quickly. Yeah. And I've been having this awakening because I've been reading this book and, you know, one of these like woo-woo self-help books. But it was talking about living your life as if you had died and you were asking for a second chance. These are the moments that you're going to want. Right. Even in like 5, 10 years, you're gonna be like, oh, just to be with those little babies again. I've been trying to be a lot more present to that. And that has like changed my mindset about so many things.
Oh, good.
Just like being with them. I'm like, they're fighting or they're, you know, wanting me to hold them. And
I just know
that's not coming back. So as painful as this time is, it is also very beautiful.
Yeah, you're going to get the two walking around and then you're going to be selling Girl Scout cookies is what you're going to be doing.
Right. But even that, you're going to miss it.
I know. We have my little one's winter vocal concert. I don't know if she's...
Oh, shoot. That's today.
Yes.
I forgot about it.
Is she going to be with your
grade?
No,
we're not because they're split.
We're split. It's always fun to watch your son just stand up there and
literally
not sing.
Just stare at everybody.
It's like he's there to watch a concert.
Yeah, right.
The vocal cuts.
He actually looks like a critic. He's looking around like, oh, you're off key.
Ooh.
Why are you making wild gestures over there?
What is the song choice? My little one tried out, auditioned, and got a solo with her best friend.
Oh my gosh. I love how...
My kids are in it this year.
They are. And I didn't know, but I saw your friend and she showed me the t-shirt that your girl had made and won?
Yes. So my older one, she's wearing it today, actually. They had a t-shirt design contest and for the school. And
yes.
It's like meant to raise money for the school and it's about kindness. And so her and her best friend designed the shirt and they won second place. So they got printed on Etsy.
That is amazing.
So anyone who wants a shirt.
Seriously, you're hawking shirts.
DM me.
Do you have the shirts like stuffed at the bottom of these Girl Scout cookie boxes?
I know. My kids are in it this year. They're like winning the things.
Yeah.
They're like closing out the
love
year with a
bang. Love that. This Asian representation. Notice anything different about my face?
Great transition.
Yeah, thanks. Hard pivot.
Wow. What a segue there. It's looking toy. Toy
no,
girl.
No, it's not. It's all in your head. Okay, so I go to get my console.
Oh, so you didn't get it.
Well, so online, I swear, there was a different reservation for consult versus actual
doing the
Botox. So I just assumed we'd be like, here's what you need, you decide.
Okay. Yeah
She did mention to me prior to while we were chit-chatting that things have been slow, right? So
like business
because she just opened. By the way, she lives around the corner from you.
You know, I heard from a friend across the street that she has a friend who just moved in up the street from me.
Yes.
And us, I guess. You also live here, but closer to me. And she's now opened this new business and will do it for us at her house, too.
Yes.
And apparently has this amazing house.
Anyway, so we're just kind of chit-chatting. And then it turns out she kept saying, like, I know your name. And I was like, I don't know you. And this happens to me a lot in this neighborhood where people like keep confusing me for somebody else.
No, they know you because you're famous from the podcast.
Maybe, but she just opened this business. She used to be in the city. And I had gotten several recommendations from other people in the Bay about her. So I felt like she's legit. And she's telling me all the areas where she thinks that, you know, I can use some tightness. And I was like, okay, well, she asked me what my budget was.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you always, it's like an awkward conversation because I'm also like, I don't want to put a huge number, but then I also don't want to look really cheap. You know, like I'm also like, I want to spend $100, like, but I want my whole face to be tight.
You're like, wait, so are we talking about reality? Or?
Right. How much money that I actually have in my bank account versus how much I'm allowed to spend.
And like, how you just like rifle through your pockets and you're like 14 yeah. cents?
I have Girl Scout cookies. I give her this number. And so then she just like goes ham. She's like, well, you could do this and this and this and this. And I was like, yeah. And then she starts to take it all out. And I was like, well, I I also just like emotionally was not ready for it. Mm-hmm. Even though I've done Botox before.
Yeah, why are you being so precious about this? Get it stuck in your face. What are you doing? Why are you taking so many appointments?
It was too sudden. Mm. I needed some time to think about it. And
you can afford all that with your budget.
She charges because she's not a doctor. She's an NP, right? So she charges less. And
starting her business.
Starting her own business, right? Yeah. So there's a little bit of that. She's like, oh, I'll also discount if you get to this point. You know, if you reach this number, I'll discount the units.
Slay's going to have a punch card soon.
I know. That's what I mean. Like a Yogurtland punch card. But I just kind of freaked out. I was like, I just want to do my chin.
Really? That's where you went?
Yeah, because I want the chin to protrude a little bit because then it looks less square. Anyway, so that's what I did.
Okay, let me see your chin that I didn't know. It's been hiding behind the mic.
Well, it's been a few weeks now. She said it's very, very subtle. But I can't really.
Is it stiff?
Yeah, it's stiff.
I mean, it looks
before
great.
Before, it would be really wrinkly when I would stick my lip out. But
your forehead also doesn't need it. And you don't have the 11, so I don't know what you're worried about. My forehead is like super.
You know what you need to do?
What?
That I've been obsessed with is face taping. Have you been doing this?
No. What is face taping?
So now they are selling tape that is specific for face taping. But before, I was actually using KT tape. But I have quite sensitive skin, so that was not the best move because it got a little raw. But anyway, what you do is you tape it while you're sleeping. Uh-huh. So it pulls the muscles back.
Okay. So wait. So it's like a strong tape.
Yes. But it's gentle enough for your face. It's like sort of the thing that I was using for my mouth to mouth tape.
Okay.
And it holds your muscles in place while you're sleeping.
And you think you've seen a difference?
I've really seen a difference.
Do you put it vertically? Where do you put it?
Well, I do it vertically to pull it up. But I also pull it back on the... right above my eyebrows vertically because that helps with the 11s.
Are you getting
and
this
then I
tape?
Do it right where my crow's feet would be.
What is this tape? Is it a special tape?
They call it Japanese face tape, but I'm pretty sure it's just made in China. But it's face tape. It's for your face, so it's very gentle.
Oh, okay.
And you could even put – I put a lot of like – emollients under my face before I do it, and I wait a little bit. It stays
on. All right. Okay. Something to try.
You're going to look like a mummy when you go to bed. Your husband's not going to want to give you a kiss, but it works. If you want to stay away from Botox.
Yeah. I mean, I don't care, but yeah, I'd have to trade off because I've just been like, you know, traveling and just drinking and eating. And so I looked at my reflection in the bus the other day and I was like, oh, dang. That's not great.
That'll do it.
My husband was like, you look like you've come back. Your skin before was like Death Valley. You moved to Palm Springs and now you're kind of back in more of a humid area.
Okay. Right, Florida.
So basically every night, how much time do you spend like prepping for sleep? Like including the face, like all the steps you take. Like lay it out.
I mean 15 minutes at most.
So you wash.
I wash. I remember my routine right now is very simple. I literally just do
because you cut back
my moisturizer. I'm supposed to see my derm next week, but until then, she was like, just use moisturizer. So I do the moisturizer. Oh, wait, actually, I'm sorry. After I wash, then I do my LED mask, my red light mask.
Okay, yes. Okay, so that's what? How many minutes is that?
That's 10 minutes.
Okay.
And then I slap on the moisture. Mm-hmm. I read a book. Let that dry. Oh, and then I usually do my hair massage with my serums. I have a hair massager that I do.
As this I'm is reading during my book. You're reading your book.
I'm reading
is
my book, hair massage.
What's on your face right now?
Just moisture.
Okay.
And then once that's done, that's also 10 minutes.
Is there oil in the massager?
I put a serum, a hair growth serum.
Okay.
And then I put that down. Then my pre-cut tapes, which I have already cut, I just put those on and then off to bed.
And then voila, ready for
bed. 20 minutes, 25 minutes.
I just am very skeptical that there's not more steps in there.
This is like, you don't watch Real Housewives of New York, but I was just watching the reunion and this girl has had a glow up. I mean, ooh. One of the girls, her name is Jessel, like looks airbrushed. So good. And so Andy Cohen, of course, is like, you look different this year. You know, what has changed? And she goes, I get Botox. And then everyone looks at her like, oh yeah? oh, that's it? Huh? And they tend to bully her quite a bit. And she's like, I wasn't finished. And he's like, no, that sounded like I get a Botox period. They're like bullying her. She's like, and filler. And he's like, but what about your teeth? Your teeth look different this year. She goes, and I got veneers.
Oh.
She's like, I wasn't finished with my sentence.
I thought you just my face. So you didn't mention my teeth.
Yeah.
Man, veneers is a whole thing right now.
It is. It makes you look
a horsey.
Like a horse. The only upside to the veneers is they're very white. And I think it's hard to achieve that kind of white.
I know, but they're like teeth. Some of them are too fake white, yeah. Like too bright.
Yeah. I also wanted to remind you, in case you've forgotten, I gifted you a gift certificate for Botox.
Yes, you did.
Okay, so
it's on my list.
You can get it done. The amount that I got you will get you one injection.
It'll get me in the door. It's my entrance fee. No. I mean, that was very generous, and it's in my drawer full of gift certificates. I have a fancy manicure, pedicure. We were going through all of our old gift certificates, just like massages from years back. And I just can't like find the time for self-care. Like I really cannot.
It is tough.
Yeah. Okay. Well, also I am inspired by your nighttime routine. I always have been.
Well, what do you do at night? I mean, what's your routine?
I'll take a shower, which I know you don't do.
Well, actually, okay. Back it up. For the record, before people start shaming me even more than they already have. I am taking showers almost every day now.
Almost.
Sometimes I really, really have to drag myself to do it. But I'll be like, oh, I exercised 2 days in a row and I haven't I haven't taken a shower. I should go now.
Oh, no. If I exercise, I have to shower. At least by the end of the day. My husband finds it crazy that I'm not showering immediately after a workout. I will go anywhere. I'll go to like a fancy dinner after a workout. I don't care. In fact, I think I have better hair after a workout.
Yes, right? Yes. More voluminous.
Yes. So I actually like workout hair, but I mean, that's few and far between where I even get workout hair anymore. Although I've had too many like social things, so I haven't been able to start my cleanse.
Yes.
But I get back from Palm Springs next week and then I will start. And then I will let everybody know how my journey goes. Oh, yeah. So I shower and I just wash my face in the shower with like Cetaphil or CeraVe. Okay.
That's fine. Right. Okay.
Drugstore brand.
At least you're washing.
But I'm washing it with like hot water, which I know I'm not supposed to do in the shower. Mm-hmm. Her judgy face is can't judging. And then I'll do a toner. Then I'll do a vitamin C. And then I do my moisturizer.
And
then
great.
I go to sleep.
That's actually the minimum. You're at least hitting the minimum, right?
Less.
Yeah. I mean, previously you used to not wash your face.
Correct. Yes.
So big improvements here. I do think, you know, if your husband is listening, the red light is where the magic is.
You think so?
I think so.
Even the cheapy ones?
Mine is, I guess, kind of mid-range. But I've had it now for almost 3 years and I've just been consistent with it. And I think that some of the areas that I was concerned about before are not as bad as it was.
Okay. I'm just going to do it. So that was a long way of you telling me you only got your chin done and not the rest of your face. So we have the last two episodes of Singles Inferno season 4. We ended episode 10 with the three girls who won the wrestling match. They're going off to paradise. We don't know who anybody's picking. The big question mark is Xian. She gets to go first. So she determines kind of everybody else's choices.
Yes,
after her.
Right. Xian is the big question, but also I think Eugene is the big question because we know that she wants to go Tongho.
Yes.
And we also know Haerin is number two and is likely going to pick Tongho. So Eugene, I mean, it's not
that big a mystery.
That big of a mystery, nor do I care that much, but There was a little suspense.
Yeah, there is suspense. It feels like a game of dominoes. The big mystery with Xian is it Chunso again for a third paradise trip in a row? And what we thought was a pretty disastrous second trip that had just happened the night before. Or does she pick Chongsu, who she's just been thinking about since her first paradise date?
Yes.
But she has to this point now said goodbye to Tao.
And we never see Tao again. He is no longer featured on this show.
He's an NPC.
Yeah.
gone. He might as well have just like kayaked off into the sunset. That guy is just done on this show. She picks Chungsu. Were you surprised by this?
I was surprised, but also not shocked.
So you thought she was going to go for Chunzo?
Well, it would have made sense if she went for Chunzo, but I did think by last episode, by episode 10, that she needed one more opportunity with Chungsu, because frankly, they have not interacted much since that first date. And I think there is something to be said about going on a date, your very first date with somebody who you connect with, and it lingers.
I totally thought she was going to pick Chungsu. I think she needs to like get this out of her system, or he could turn her. So Jiyeon picks Chungsu. We then also see Haedin. Haedin is next. She's Game Changer Girl. She has been dead set on Dongho this whole time. And so before we see the Paradise picks, we see they went on some like conversations to talk about, like to kind of just assess the landscape of things. And Dongho's lovers, they're like scrambling to get to talk to him.
Yeah, Arin is like, wait, I need to go first because I'm the only person who's not going to Paradise with him. Except for the fact that she didn't say go have fun. She was like, I'm going to have a lot of fun here. In her confessional, she says, oh, I told him that basically I want him to stay.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, you didn't. And if there is a lesson to be learned for not just women, for men too, like just say exactly what you're thinking.
Be clear.
Yes.
Yujin takes him for a chat. I mean, the guy could not look more tired. This poor guy is so tired, but he still, I think, has the spine and the balls to stand up to these women, which I really appreciated.
I did like that.
He kind of lets Yujin down pretty easy. He says his feelings won't shift, which such short time left. He says, don't waste your choice on me. And then Haedin comes around. She point blank asks him if he wants to go to Paradise. And he point blank says, my interest is in someone else. He's like, don't choose me. This accountant has weighed his debits and credits. He's balanced his checkbook. He doesn't want to write a check that Haedin can't cash. Okay, that's it. I'm done with all my accountant shit. His ATM card is not swiping for her. He's counting his beans and they're not on her side. I'm done.
What?
That is all.
Thank you. Why do you think they like him so much?
I think the same reason he would tell them up front, like, I'm not that interested in you, is probably the reason why they actually like him. Because he seems straightforward. He seems kind. He's like not a player. I think it's almost the opposite effect of Chungsu. Yes, right. Where Chungsu like is trying so hard to make you feel good that he actually misleads you.
I thought it was because he's a freak in the sheets. The spreadsheets.
Yes! Yes! Finally, guys, she's here with me.
I've just been waiting and dying to use that joke.
Oh, that was so good. Yeah, so maybe he is. They like him for his Excel prowess, you know?
Yeah.
Those Excel shortcuts. So he's pretty clear with these girls. And now Haedin has the burden of deciding if she wants to drag his ass to Paradise.
She straight up is like, oh, you know, Dongho's not part of the equation. Did she say that or did I write that? I don't know.
It felt like it.
Yeah, because she's like, oh, he told me he doesn't like me, but you know what? Doesn't matter. I'm going to do what I want.
Yeah, bitch is going to do what she came here to do. She's going to make him go and have fun whether he likes it or not. We can just talk about his date. I mean, there is nothing too interesting that happens on this date.
I wrote, what happened? I fell asleep.
It felt like he was a hostage, you know, like on a helicopter, sure. Blindfolded.
He's like eating delicious food. He's like, oh, God, please unshackle me.
It's like trafficked across state lines. This girl, you gotta give her credit. She asks him over dinner, are you sure I have zero chance with you? He says, I don't think it's gonna happen. Even then, I turned to my husband. I was like, I bet she's still thinking.
She's like,
so you're saying there's a chance. Dumb and dumber.
I don't know if I have respect for her. I think she's delusional.
I mean, she just really wasted a trip here with a person who would told her he would not be swayed by her. Now she has to like spend all night with a guy that just like doesn't even want to be there.
I would have loved it if she had chosen a girl to go with.
Yeah.
You know, I would love that kind of twist.
We see Yujin now make her choice. She wanted to go with Dongho. Gone. She then says she second would have wanted to go with Chungsu. Gone. So now
Slim pickings.
She is stuck with who knows what. Like, everybody's like, okay, who is she going to pick? Who did you think she was going to pick?
Well, I thought it was Tao.
Me too.
And that's what some of the girls say, because they're like, they're close. They can have a good time. Yeah. And if she was smart, that's what she would have done. I mean, I know you're there to play the game and you got to go for, you know, what you want. But she knew that Jonghyun and Haejin, Chicklets, had a thing.
Right.
And Haejin was dying to spend time with him.
Yeah. And she still picks Jonghyun. She's just trying to the end. She literally has one day left. Like, what does she think she's going to get out of this?
I mean, he is the only person that she has not tried with yet. There's a sliver of a chance that he might be into her.
Yujin is this season's, like, always a bridesmaid, never a bride.
Yes.
Yeah. Second place to everybody.
There was some theories on TikTok that I saw that maybe Jonghyun bats for the other side.
Based on
maybe some
TikTok
of his
shit.
Yeah, some of his behaviors. When he comes back from paradise, he walks over to Chicklets, Haejin, and starts kind of like rubbing her shoulders and is like, oh, did you have a good time or something? And then, so they said based on that behavior, maybe he was, but also the way he refers to a lot of the women, Yujin, he'll be like, Yujin's.
Oh, like cutesy?
Cutesy, very platonic.
The internet thinks he's giving off vibes.
Yes.
That he might be on the other side. Okay. I mean, regardless, he's not into Yujin. We see that for sure. And then the biggest date of this paradise set is Xian. He asks her on the helicopter, are you feeling sick? He's trying to do his move again.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Same move. Massage her hand move. She's like, no. You already did that to me once. I'm not falling for that again. She definitely looks tired, so she's not leaning her head on his shoulder, not like she's done to Junseo, but she's trying to like put her face on the seat in front of her.
Mm, that's right.
And Jungsu
puts his hand out. He is very thoughtful.
And like blocks the sun for her.
Yes. Meanwhile, if it was Junseo, he would have fallen asleep.
He would have just taken her head, jammed it on his shoulder.
So it was a really interesting contrast between the two.
Yeah.
They are complete opposites.
You can even see it just in a helicopter ride.
Yeah.
This, to me, felt like the shit that she wanted. His sweetness, you know, the saccharine, like, toffee makes your teeth stick and bullshit. Like, that's what she wants, you know? She wants a guy.
She wants it. She kept saying, like, oh, you're so sweet. You're so sweet.
They get in the car and they're driving. And he's kind of now starting to grill her a little bit.
Yep. About the drinking. Yeah. About the whiskey.
Yes. He's definitely been thinking about it.
Yeah. He feels like he's an older boyfriend and she's like gone on a trip with her guy friends and she's getting in trouble.
Yeah. No, 100%. That's what I wrote down. Like interrogation dad. Have a bottle of whiskey you drank. I was worried. Did you get drunk? And then what happened? It was definitely like naked light bulb from the ceiling. Click. Tell me where you were at 10 p.m. last night. She looks like a girl who got caught sneaking home late, for sure.
And he gets a little butthurt, a little upset when they're sitting by the window and they're talking about how they've been feeling. And he, at that point, is somewhat confessing that she's been on his mind this entire time. And a bit accusatory towards her for having gone to paradise so frequently. And she's like, oh, but you went to paradise. And by the way, you never told me how you were feeling.
Yeah. I think the reason Xian is number one is how she behaved in this conversation.
Yes.
She was not defensive.
Yes. I also wrote that down. She's not like manipulative. She doesn't get angry. She's not defensive. She, in fact, turns her body towards him. Mm-hmm. And she wants to know. She asks him, like, oh, how are you feeling about it? Why are you confused? And I think that is her, in Korean, is meryok, is like, that's her, that's like
charm.
Her je ne sais quoi.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the right word?
Je ne sais quoi.
Je ne sais quoi. It's like that thing that draws people to her.
She could have been pointing fingers right back at him, and she didn't. And she ended up, like, softening him and drawing him back into her. He's very like, wow, wow. He's just kind of like a downer.
He's such a downer.
He's just staring off into the sunset.
Like, this really felt like an old couple's bickering argument. I mean, they weren't bickering, but you know, it's like that kind of emotion where he's like getting jealous. And I was like, you don't really have any place to be saying these things to her.
Yeah. He was like contemplating like life's meaning because this girl isn't into him. I'm like, chillax. If this is what you're like on a second date, how are you going to be in the real world?
Did they end up just eating and going to sleep?
Yeah, I think they eat dinner. They look, come back to see the city lights. She falls asleep. It looks romantic because Chung-Soo falls asleep next to her and his hand is like on resting on her head. And I was like, eh.
Not into it. I thought it was. I thought it was sweet. And I think he has a side that Chun-Soo is trying really hard to get to. But for Chung-Soo, it's pretty natural. But I don't, there's something about me that doesn't trust him. You know, that feels like, I know you've done this with other people. Like, this is just your move.
This is your playbook.
Yeah. And I don't like, it made me feel bad. It made me feel like I was getting in trouble. And I didn't like that. He sort of lords over her emotionally.
At this point, we've seen a date where she's kind of like given him reassurance. So at this point, I thought she was all in on Chung-Soo.
Yeah, I did too.
My husband is convinced it's Jun-Seo. He says she thinks she likes a sweetness, but now that she's in it, she was going to realize like this isn't actually what she wanted.
I was convinced it was Chung-Soo up until we get to episode 12 and Jun-Seo opens the door and he goes, yeah. And I was like, oh, it's Jun-Seo.
Oh.
Just that, like, he made my heart race a little bit.
He was so cute.
Yeah.
He comes into the container where she's getting, Chi-Yeon is getting her makeup done. She looks so cute in this like so floral dress.
And he says something like, oh, to the dress. And I mean, that made my heart skip a beat. I was like, this whole thing is what she wants, actually.
Right. This flirty, yes, fun, straightforward guy.
And then, you know, this is Jun-Seo's charm. He opens up to her. Because you think a guy like this, he's like a tough guy. He wouldn't talk about his emotions, but he's actually like, yeah, I was hurt and disappointed when you left.
And she is just melting.
She's lapping it up. And she goes, but you have to be sweet to me.
Say my name.
Say my name. Say my name. When no one is around you.
Say, hey, baby, I love you. This interaction under the umbrella, I'm not going to lie, I still thought she was going to pick Chung-Soo.
You did.
I found her to be kind of a wild card. I just like didn't know. Yeah. I still thought she might.
She held her cards pretty close. I don't think it wasn't clear. And I think the dilemma is a really difficult one because Chung-Soo is sweet. And, mm-hmm, you know, you think long term, a guy like that, he's going to be sweet to you probably. That's his character.
Yeah.
Jun-Seo, he's trying. He's going to try for like the first 3 to 6 months. He's going to go back to his old ways and he'll be that rough guy.
Dong-ho comes back on Inferno too. Ah-rin races out to meet him. She is wearing literally the smallest little top mini skirt set. But the skirt is so short. I'm pretty sure everyone has seen her vulva on this island. I mean, girl, like, can't keep her legs crossed forever. Vulva is out. Her and Dong-ho are actually very cute together. Like, they're just, like, pretty sweet. They, like, chat.
I like them. Yeah. I like them together.
To his credit, he's just been, like, very good to the other girls about saying, like, no, she's, yes, my first choice, guys. Yes.
Right.
And so he can very much.
They can't hear him, but he's.
They're like, la, 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 la. Fingers in their ears. So he can really come up to Aden and be like, I've really tried to stay with you.
Yep.
I told the other girls. So I think they're a very clean couple. I wrote down, she'll be the sluttiest plus one at the Ernst & Young holiday party. But in Korea, it's Kim & Young.
No, there was a Kim & Young law firm.
Oh, is
there? For real. Kim & Park or Kim? Yeah, it's what.
And that's kind of it from a like island dates.
Well, I did have one fantasy that I was thinking about when Min-seol and Jun-seo, who I still think could be good together in a different world, they would be a good couple. You know, they would be like the combative couple. And she's there trying to pick out an accessory and he wants to help her. And I was like, oh, you know, I could see this. You know, and they're talking about getting drunk, hooking up. I mean, in my fantasy.
Oh, okay. This is your fanfic.
This is my fanfic.
I was like, wait, did I miss that?
I could see it happening with the two of them. They've got like, I think they have some sexual tension between the two of them.
So after all these little dates, we do, of course, get an ocean swim. It's our objectification corner. Everybody's out in their swimsuits. Junseo is up on a rock.
Of course.
Chungsu is staring out into the sunset. Shion is out splashing because she's that girl.
Yep.
She's our fave.
Yep.
I love a girl who splashes and has fun. And Chungsu sees her. She's kind of getting far out by herself on a floaty. And Chungsu just kind of stands there like, oh,
what are you doing? Come back.
Come back. Come back.
Come back. But he's just reaching his arm out. He doesn't, no action.
No. Junseo runs in.
Like the man he is.
And then he sees Junseo save her, or not like quote unquote save her, and they're having fun. And then he goes, oh, I think I caught a chill. I must go rest now. You're just too serious. Things should be fun. You're too serious. My husband goes, maybe he got sick. I was like, no, he's just.
Well, also, even if you did, you know what you should do is you should go out there and go splash around with them.
Final drinking night. Everyone gets around the fire. These are always so fun in previous seasons because there's always somebody we don't know.
Everybody went to paradise this season.
I know. We knew everybody's
Every
age.
Single person. It was so uninteresting. They did not show us 3/4 of the cast. The best part, though, was Eugene. Poor girl is so unaware of herself. Mm. She's like, everyone's calling me Eunni. They don't know that I'm the Eunni. Turns out she is the Eunni. And then she's like, oh, why do we have to age?
Says the 27-year-old.
I know, right. Yeah, try being 42, girl. By the way, have you watched the SNL 50th year?
I haven't seen the whole thing.
Reunion. I've been watching it in bits. And that too is like kind of hard to watch because so many of these people who were part of my youth, you know, they like was so nostalgic seeing like Molly Shannon and
Anna Gasteyer,
all of them. And they've all aged, you know, waits for no one.
No. And that's it. And then we get our final picks. They line up the women out in a field. Shion, of course, is the furthest one. So all the men have to walk across all the girls to go find her. They say to all the men, go stand next to the women that you have chosen. We see the speeches. Jiyeon, slightly tan girl. Did you think she was going to go with Taehwan?
I thought she was going to walk away.
Me too.
I was so hopeful that she would give him the finger and walk away. He did pick up, however, that she had a very unconvincing look on her face. I love that conversation as they're walking away. He's like, you look like you were thinking, I don't like him, but I'm going to pick him because I don't want to leave him here by himself.
Spot on.
Turns out you are quite aware, sir.
The only time in this last 10 days you've been self-aware. I know. I wrote down, you are so much better than this. Jiyeon, I had hope for you.
Yes. So last week I posted on Instagram a reel that I made of all the moments that Taehwan had
put his foot in his mouth.
Well, put his foot in his mouth and then like left her behind or made her feel shitty. And I tagged her and then she liked it. So no. I was like, wait, what does that mean? But maybe she didn't understand English. I don't know. Because I wrote justice for and I tagged her.
Well, for sure they're not together anymore. This is the couple that the minute they walk off the helicopter.
She's like, throws his hand off and is like, get off me. Don't touch me.
He doesn't even have her cell phone number. She never gave him her contact information.
Somebody, of course, on Reddit, because people are crazy, were like, she is not following any of the men from Singles Inferno.
Oh, interesting.
So.
I mean, she barely had conversations with any of the men from Singles Inferno. The other mystery was, who is Dong-ho going to pick? Wah, wah. We know he walks up to Erin. They have a very nice interaction, and then they leave together. Cute, perfect for each other. I hope they're still together. Next is Jonghoon and Chicklets, again, together for no reason except that they're the only ones who liked each other on this island. Settling if I've ever seen it. He might have her phone number. Not sure. And now Shion, all her men, Taeyo, Chungsu, Junseo, come on up. Line up, men.
So even up to this point, you thought it was going to be Chungsu.
Up to this point, I just did not know.
Yeah, yeah.
My husband is like, you're so dumb. You're so dumb that you think it's Chungsu. And I was like, but it could be. It could be. Taeyo gives her a really nice speech. Obvi, he's a gentleman.
Yes.
Junseo says some nice things. He talks like how he's found a part of himself. So it does feel like he's really come away like kind of a different person. Chungsu, serious, boring speech. He does seem like a man resigned.
I knew when she gave her speeches back. She says something to Chunsoo about, like, you made me feel a lot of emotions, happiness and excitement. And then to Chungsoo, she says, thanks for taking me to paradise the first and the last time. And I was like, oh, yep, she's going for Chunsoo.
I knew in my heart it would be Chunsoo, but this happened to Dex. Dex was the Chunsoo of his season.
Yes.
He went out for that really, that pretty piano player girl. It was a fight between him and like a really boring corn latte guy. Mm. And she definitely had more sparks with Dex, but she ended up picking corn latte guy because he's a safer option. So I still thought.
Yeah, maybe. I think it's, I don't think it's a black and white clear answer for anyone. It kind of depends. Like maybe if you've already had the kind of excitement in your life in a previous relationship, maybe you don't want that anymore.
Yeah.
You know?
She picks Chunsoo and she's so giddy about it in her interviews. It's really cute.
It is so cute. I think, I don't know if they'll last, but I think they're great for
now. Okay, so if you go on TikTok, there's a lot of actual snippets of like their dates, especially their second date that looked so bad. There's a great snippet of them going to bed together. I mean, like sleeping in bed. Yeah. There's no hanky panky, but there's just like great conversations. So if you go on TikTok,
really?
There's just
that's
a lot
like
of
unaired content.
Yes. And they're just like, show them being actually very sweet together and like really cute coupley together.
Interesting. I guess they didn't want to show that because then
it gives away the end game, right? So I definitely think if they showed that, we would all, there would be no suspense.
Yeah.
And so it was very clear if you look at those clips that, oh, they were like, she was all in on Chunsoo.
Mm.
And there's another like sleuthing where if you look at the intro, which I always skip the intro, there is a shot of Chunsoo wearing the shirt that he wears on the last date when they're all like on the beach together. He's holding someone's hand as they're walking.
Really?
And Chungsoo is right there. So it's Chunsoo. You can see he's kind of like swinging his arm. He's holding someone's hand. And then Chungsoo is like in the foreground.
Interesting.
So they're all walking down the beach together. He's holding someone's hand. It has to be.
I wonder if the producers told her that she had to take Chungsoo at the end to make it interesting.
Right. But that they were already like maybe dating
on
the island. Because if she's going to hold hands.
Yeah. In front of everyone.
Right. On the last day, then maybe they were like already official. And apparently they've been dating for 8 months.
Oh my gosh.
And if you look at kind of the reunion stuff, they are seemingly, seem like they're together. Which I love. I love this.
People are split on him. I saw this clip where he is rewatching the season with his friends. Did you see this?
Yes.
And apparently a lot of people are leaving red flag comments on his Instagram and his friends are like, oh my gosh, people just love you. They're giving you so much support. Not realizing the red flag, meaning you're a walking red flag.
I definitely went down a rabbit hole of Shion and
Chunsoo. It's not hard.
No. So overall thoughts, we're done with season 4.
It was entertaining. I think if I was just a viewer, it would have been fine. I think it was hard to watch as someone who was criticizing it or critiquing it because it fell flat in a lot of ways. A lot of it felt manufactured.
There's only one storyline, really.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was it for us on Singles Inferno season 4. We started with reality shows. We started with our podcast with Love After Divorce, moving into Singles Inferno. And I think that's kind of where our bread and butter is. Right now, on the slate of Korean television, there really isn't anything grabbing our attention.
Is Physical 100 coming back?
It should. I think Devil's Plan is coming back.
Okay.
But right now, like you and I have been like thinking about what to do next. And they're just, there's not, even the dramas that are on right now, there's like, we need murder.
I can't do a drama.
I need Truck of Doom.
I can't.
These dramas are all very like, boy left his town, failed at his job, now is back in town, is seeing his first love again. Like that's a lot of what the dramas are right now.
Yeah.
I just can't do it.
I can't.
So I think.
I don't have it in me anymore.
We need to take a break.
We do.
And what's kind of crazy is that we've been doing this for, I don't know.
A year and 4 months, 5 months.
And this last 30 days, I was just looking at our analytics. And we have had the highest downloads we've ever had. Your Instagram reels are getting the highest views since we did those interviews with you know, those two people from Love After Divorce, Jimmy and Sora. So, you know, we have hit kind of like a high.
Yeah.
And so it does
feel a little like the wrong time to be taking a break.
Yes. The algorithm is going to forget about us. But I do think there, it's just like we are doing this for fun, you know, and
yeah, we want it to be enjoyable.
And we want to be able to give you guys the content that you're looking for. And when we're like slogging through these dramas where we are hating every minute
it's
of it.
It's very clear to everyone listening
that we don't like these dramas very much. I don't think it's a benefit to anybody. So we're going to take a indeterminate break until like the next show comes up. I know there's a Japanese show that people have messaged us about.
Okay.
But I don't know, like,
yeah,
Japanese shows are really different.
They're different.
They're like, talk about
it's,
slow.
It's outside of our realm too, you know?
Yeah.
So
keep us subscribed. Thank you guys so much for getting us here. We appreciate all of you and we love the conversations we have with you guys. And we are so happy that we've brought like at least a little bit of fun into your weekly lives.
Yes.
This isn't a goodbye forever. This is a goodbye until we find our next show, which is probably going to be very soon.
Until then.
Until then, all be well. We're here.
Message us.
Yes.
If you hear of anything or you miss us, we'd love to hear from you.
And maybe I'll just like come back and tell you about my
cleanse. I want to hear about the cleanse.
Maybe we don't need a show. We just need to talk.
Well, I've had so many people tell me, because they don't always watch the shows that we're doing, they just want to hear us talk.
So maybe we'll just do that. I don't know.
We're going to have a big drop in listenership. But that'll keep some of our friends entertained.
Yeah, exactly. If you're a friend who has been listening to this to get caught up on our lives, we might not actually have to talk to you.
You're going to have to call us.
Yes. Okay. We love you guys. Thank you so much for all of your support. We will be back. Let's keep our fingers crossed that we have some good shows coming up. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye.